This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
This first little piece I'm going to lead with, it distresses me. I fully understand how the next generation, I mean, we've got to work really hard to work with this generation coming up that's in college right now, because they have been led astray. Last week, or very recently, at Rutgers University, the Breitbart Tech editor, and I'm going to do my very best to pronounce his name correctly, Milo Yiannopoulos. He made an appearance there. The tech editor, okay, not the resurrection of Breitbart himself, but just the tech editor, which is normally a softer message, okay? Well, apparently, he traumatized the delicate flowers there so much they are needing group therapy. And this coming from some text that was written in as a result of that lecture. According to the paper, students and faculty members held a wound-licking gathering at a cultural center on campus where students described feeling scared and hurt and discriminated against. A variety of different organizations and departments were present to listen, answer questions, and show support to the apparently weak and vulnerable students who just a few days prior had disrupted Yiannopoulos' event by smearing fake blood on their faces and chanting protest slogans. One student at the event told the Targum that they broke down crying after the event, while another reported that he felt scared to walk around campus the next day. According to the report, many others said they felt unsafe at the event and on campus afterwards. One student at the event said, "It is upsetting that my mental health is not cared about by the university. I do not know what else to do for us to be heard, for us to be cared about. I deserve an apology. Everyone in this room deserves an apology." A number of organizations were at the event to offer support for the poor, traumatized students. These included psychiatric services, the Office for Violence Prevention and Victim Assistance, and the Rutgers University Police. However, as far as is known, none of the protesting students were institutionalized, arrested for vandalism, or for assaulting the peaceful attendees of Milo's talk about red paint, or talk with red paint. Rutgers students are clearly displaying clear-cut signs of the cry-bully phenomenon, where the regressive left feels traumatized and victimized and attacked even while they are viciously attacking others. In the case of Milo's talk at Rutgers, there is no question that their behavior encompassed vandalism at the very least, yet the students still believed themselves to be the victims, so much so that they set up therapy sessions and complained about their mental health. Now, when I first thought about this, when I first saw this, I was thinking, How did this Onion article get here? Who put this here? Now, think if you will. Rutgers is supposed to be one of these top undergrad colleges in the country. Anybody graduating with a Rutgers degree, wow. When I think of Rutgers, I think of rugby shirts and high grades and, you know, frat houses and all this other stuff. All kinds of tradition, all these other things. You know, Oxford Blues. No, that's not what we got here. What we have here is we've got a bunch of kids that are going to go out into the world one day looking for a job, and then they will devolve into a pile of jello at the first sign of resistance in their spectacularly idiotic worldview, which will come as soon as they step off campus. They are not employable. They will not be employable. They may have to be institutionalized for their own sake. How? Think about the military. Think about the military. Where is this next pool of young people going to come from the military? If you've got someone who will collapse into tears when his ideology is challenged, I got bad news for you. Your entire everything is challenged in basic training. The first 5 minutes of basic training, you're like, because you're in shock. Because you've got all of these men with necks bigger than your waist screaming at you. Seems like there's five on every guy there, except there's only five in total, but they seem to be everywhere. Hitting you at all angles. They're spitting on your face because they're screaming at you so much. How do you think these guys are going to react to that? And gals, of course, there's gals in there. These universities are creating adults that are wholly dependent upon an authority to shield them from an alien idea. What does that sound like? What does that sound like to you? This is not what college is supposed to do. College is supposed to let you spread your brain out a little bit, begin to think critically for yourself, look around, figure out what you want to do, figure out how to do that, go out and do that, and then go, you know, gain some confidence, date the pretty girls, or the, you know. It is not supposed to be the diametric opposite of Animal House, which is what this sounds like. Instead of graduating confident, clear-thinking, tolerant adults capable of functioning in almost any work environment, the modern university is sending out to the world whiny, weak, intellectually vapid, intolerant fascists. And they should be scared. I hope they're scared of me. I would, you know, if I saw one spouting some kind of nonsense about anything, and I looked at him, I'm not going to say that I would do any corporal punishment because, you know, that's frowned upon in today's society. I would probably just clothesline them in the throat. That's just simple assault, and that's okay. Not to punish these kids either. I wouldn't do that to punish them. I would be doing it just to make me feel better. This is bad. This is really bad. If this is what we've got coming up in universities, if this is the way they're going to react and everything, they will be out into the world soon enough. I don't know if they will adjust. And I don't know which is worse. Do we want students that are $250,000 in debt who clamor for somebody like a Bernie Sanders because he says college should be free and we'll forgive all of the college debt? Or should we be liking these guys who don't have the spinal capacity of a bowl of pudding? And these are the ones that I'm trying to convince. You should be wanting to carry guns on campus. Why, they would never do that. They would never do that. Second hour today, we're going to be joined by Matt Vespa from townhall.com. Third hour, Cam Edwards from Cam & Company, the Sirius XM radio show that's put on by the NRA. That's all coming up very soon. But first, let's go into the first break. We will be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Sometimes, when you are looking for something in the market, it reveals itself, and then you know, hey, here's the problem. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Smart guns. Everybody wants to talk about smart guns. They're going to be the savior. Smart guns are different things, too. There's not one particular brand or design of smart gun. Some are fitted with onboard computer chips that are designed to fire only when a radio frequency identifier, an RFID device, tells them that it's close to the gun and it's okay to do it. If you bought a smart gun, you would have to wear a special kind of ring or bracelet. And it has to be within 10 inches of the gun in order to make it fire. The idea is to prevent unauthorized or dangerous users, children, or criminals from being able to accidentally shoot themselves or steal the gun and use it to commit a crime, respectively. There's plenty of problems with smart guns, and they're easy to spot. First of all, many, if not most, gun owners aren't comfortable adding another prominent single point of failure onto something as critically important as a firearm. This should be a very simple machine, very quick, very easy to get into action. Computers stumble, and they fail much more easily doing their basic tasks than a chemical propellant will when it's hit with a striker. And by the time, with a gun, pulling the trigger, it's instantaneous. There's no computer that quick. There's no electronic signal that reacts that way all the time. If you want to know how that works, just ask anybody that owns both an iPhone and a handgun. Ask them which one works better. When you're using a gun to defend your life and your family's life, you don't want to be futzing around with a computer chip that's slow to respond or has busted. Or maybe we have an EMP and it's been rendered useless and now you just got, you have a gun-shaped paperweight. Then there's some legitimate spatial concerns. Suppose a criminal breaks down your door and shoots you while you're lying on your couch. Your husband or wife runs into the bedroom upstairs for the gun, but the RFID ring is on the shot person's finger, which means an armed criminal stands between your spouse and the only thing that's going to make the gun actually work. So, right now, as far as I know, it's possible for more than one ring to be able to unlock a single gun, but so there's a possibility in this scenario that a forward-thinking couple had purchased two of the rings and the spouse is wearing the other ring. That could solve the problem. But in general, I'd be sort of wary of relying on any easily breaking trinket that I might have to wear in order to operate my firearm. Maybe these are ultimately insufficient concerns, though, for some people. Maybe smart guns would work perfectly as much as, if not more than, normal guns. But there are good reasons for assuming that smart guns would be more of a headache than a relief. The only place to possibly put the electronics in this gun is going to make the gun bigger anyway. If they can go on the outside of the gun or the inside of the gun, they could go where the trigger housing is. They could go somewhere in the slide, possibly. But there's a couple of things about operating a semi-automatic handgun or a revolver, for that matter, that is a smart gun. These electronics, who owns just a hard drive, an external hard drive? You can't drop those things. They'll work fine. They'll work phenomenally. They'll back up everything you got as long as they don't move. But they can't take too much of a shock. Now, consider the electronics inside a smart gun every time that slide cycles, whether it's in the lower or the receiver. It is taking a harmonic distortion that is running through the gun every time that happens. You don't want to add a bunch of maybes to what is already a reasonable assumption they're going to function. And (laughs) this idea that there's a bunch of people like me that are suppressing the smart gun market and denying the technology, that has to do primarily with the fact that it doesn't work. It is ridiculous because there's nobody out there that's keeping anybody from actually doing the R&D. But progressives are idiots. And when right now the young people are flocking to Bernie Sanders, and everybody thinks all the young women are flocking to Bernie Sanders because they want to have sex with Bernie Sanders. These young girls want to have sex with Bernie Sanders. They're idolizing him. That's what they think. So, you know. Other people look at smart guns, you know, like John Harkinson at Mother Jones. This, they call this the future of gun control. They look at smart gun technology as a way to disable guns. They refer to smart guns as the guns the NRA doesn't want Americans to get. Now, they don't have any particular piece of evidence to support that stupid proposition they've got out there. But the fact that, you know, they're trying to say that the NRA is tricking people into not wanting smart guns is pretty stupid. A gun is a violent piece of equipment as far as what it does to itself. That's why they are simple. That's why they have as few moving parts as they can manage to get away with. And, you know, that's the problem. The technology is not mature as far as being reliable. And at the same time, I look at smart guns as another method of gun control because there is one thing they do want. They want a backdoor. Who thinks that right now, looking at the iPhone thing, and Google is supporting Apple on this, and all of a sudden I'm very confused about all this. Who looks at what's going on with the iPhone and thinks, okay, finally, somebody's standing up. There's some people saying that Bill, they're keeping crimes from being solved. Where does your privacy end? Where does your privacy end? Just tell me that. That's all I want to know. We'll ask Vespa about that. I'd love to know what his take is on it. I don't know if he's written about this or not. But when you look at Apple, maybe Apple should make the first smart gun. And maybe they'll protect the encryption and not let the feds have it. And then everybody can get mad at Apple for something real. When we get back, coming up on the next break here, when we get back, The Atlantic the other day, they contradicted themselves about one weapon. They said it was one thing and then it was another thing. Which is it? I don't know. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sometimes if you're going to take a stand, you have to figure out which side. And then once you've done it, stick to it, damn it. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The other day, a observation was made by a young lady named Tamara Keel. She looked at the gun-control-obsessed lefties at the Atlantic magazine, where they seemed to have a bit of a contradictory break in their hate-hate relationship with Eugene Stoner's favorite puppy, the AR-15 M16 M4 platform. On the one side, they were looking at the ad campaign with Bushmaster, and they want to see some sort of legal action against Bushmaster for making a weapon that was used in the Sandy Hook shooting. The complaint alleges that while the weapon is suitable for the military and for law enforcement, where it is used for combat and limited police purposes, in civilian hands, the high-caliber rapid-fire rifles are essentially killing machines. Okay. Prior to this, not that long ago, there was an article in this same Atlantic magazine where Major General Scales, and I believe he's a Marine Corps general, but I'm not sure, was decrying the M4 as an underpowered, unreliable weapon that was getting our soldiers killed in the streets because Hamburger Hill and Black Hawk Down. You see, the military has to change the caliber and the cartridge of the guns it gives infantry soldiers. The little 5.56 millimeter cartridge was ideal for softening the recoil of World War II infantry calibers in order to allow fully automatic fire. But today's cartridge is simply too small for modern combat. So which is it? Is it this overpowered killing machine in the hands of civilians who, you know, I would think in the hands of a combatant that, you know, lives and sleeps with the thing, it'd be much more dangerous. But according to the military, no. So, here's the thing. Both articles are pretty much wrong. Here are some facts. The 5.56 NATO round is essentially a long 22 caliber round, 223 to be exact. And they are used in the United States. The 223 is used primarily for punching holes in paper targets and pinging steel targets. It is used for hunting small varmints at distance. It is banned for certain kinds of hunting in many states for being too light to humanely take thin-skinned, medium-sized game animals, such as white-tailed deer, much less anything larger, such as elk or bear. So when O'Malley is out there saying, nobody uses an AR-15 to hunt deer, that's right, it's underpowered. Thank you. These are also sometimes used in self-defense, where many firearms experts find them to be especially well-suited for home defense, as the high-speed, lightweight rounds tend to fragment and pose less of a risk of over-penetration than even some pistol rounds. This is why AR-15s have largely replaced submachine guns in the SWAT teams, because the SWAT teams were using pistol calibers in their submachine guns, which makes them submachine guns in the first place. These things fire anything from 55 to 77 grains. Would this be considered high power? Their power is measured in foot-pounds of energy, is roughly halfway between that of handguns and common deer rifles, such as the ubiquitous .30-06 that Americans have hunted with and used in two world wars, plus Korea. The 223 Remington 5.56 NATO cartridge is a light rifle cartridge and is correctly classified as an intermediate caliber. Somebody who has a computer, one of those newfangled things with the, looks like a typewriter thing on the side of it and a TV mounted to it, has a box up there that says Google, and you can type into the Google box and you can find a fact or two and they would know exactly what they're talking about with just a few minutes of research. Scales is a little bit incorrect himself. The 5.56 has not proven itself too small for most kinds of combat. The Russians were so impressed with the performance of the original 55 grain M193 round that they copied its best traits to come up with the 5.45x39. This they refer to as the poison pill. That round is known as the poison pill. This is a very bad round when it hits soft tissue. The lightweight 5.56 rounds did see problems in the extended range engagements in Afghanistan. This isn't surprising in a rifle and cartridge combination optimized for urban and suburban combat at 300 meters and closer. It simply didn't have the range to duel with the older Russian design 7.62x55R and heavier weapons that the Taliban were often firing from 500 plus meters away. A single change to different rounds featuring heavier rounds with a better long-range performance went a long way towards mitigating the problem, along with a change in tactics. So let's be entirely clear on the Atlantic's position. They hate all guns. I mean, they hate all guns. But I do like my sound effects. They're more than willing to lie about the AR-15 being merely a death machine, even though they're used in so few criminal homicides in a given year that the FBI doesn't even track them as a class of weapon. They lump them in with rifles of all kinds. As a matter of absolute fact, while the sales continue to soar, their use as a subset of rifles in violent homicides continues to drop to all-time historic lows. They have been used in a small number of high-profile homicides, no doubt about it. Sandy Hook, San Bernardino. But here's a reality check for all of you that love the Atlantic. The AR-15 is ubiquitous. It is the most ubiquitous rifle sold in the United States. depending on who you talk to, there's somewhere between 8 and 11 million of these things in the nation today. It is moderately priced, it's easy to learn, it's low recoiling, and it's accurate. It is a modular design. It's like a set of Legos. You can get a bone stock gun and turn it into the most elaborate of rifles if you want to, given time and a little bit of money. It can also be optimized for any one of a half dozen or more different kinds of competition target shooting and or combat missions. It can be turned into a designated marksman's rifle. It can be turned into a close assault weapon. It can be turned into many, many, many things. It isn't uncommon for AR-15 fans to have several different rifles set up for several different kinds of shooting. Oh, no. You can make it heavy, so it's stable for a long-range shot. Or you can make it light, so you can walk all day with a full combat load. It is chambered in more than 30 calibers. And you can get them for 22 long rifle for as cheap as $400. I saw them the other day for $400. Put bluntly, the basic AR-15 is popular because it is of its inherent versatility and obvious value. It is the Ford Chevy Dodge pickup of the shooting world. You guys at the Atlantic can hate it if you want it. If you want to. I mean, it is indeed the modern musket, but you should be at least honest enough to admit that you hate it because it's a gun. Not because there's anything particularly wrong with the best-selling rifle in the United States. But they are the Atlantic, after all. They are the Atlantic, after all. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the good guys. All of us. Everyone. Some of us have fallen. This has been a bad month for some of us. In any event, we will be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, coming up next hour, lead off with Matt Vespa, townhall.com. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. What is Red Friday? What is Red Friday? I don't know what Red Friday is. What's Red Friday? I don't know, but I know that this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Tomorrow is primary day here in South Carolina. I think I got 5 flyers in the mail from Jeb Bush. Money well spent, Jeb. Money well spent. John Lott has noted that this has been a very grim month for law enforcement here in the U.S. It would have been worse if it had not been for some armed citizens that stepped up in support of law enforcement officers in danger. In the past month, criminals have murdered 6 police officers in the line of duty. That might have been 8 if not for the actions of 2 concealed handgun permit holders. Oh, okay, remember everyone deployed. Thank you there. I didn't know that. Heath didn't know that. At this rate, police deaths could be way up this year compared to previous years. By this time last year, only 1 officer had been murdered. While Republican presidential candidates such as Cruz, Rubio, and Trump have spoken out forcefully about police shootings, Democrats have been silent. One thing you have, you know, I saw this today in, where is it, in Miami. Beyonce is going to Miami, and Beyonce, the Miami Police Department is saying, bring your own security because we're not working for you. And in Tampa, they're saying the same thing, except the Tampa Police Department is being a little more PC about it. They're saying, we've got plenty of time to fill that. We're not worried about it. So, you know, law enforcement is taking it. They're taking it on the chin. Now, you probably heard about where some of these officers have been killed. You probably haven't heard about where concealed handgun permit holders have stepped forward to protect officers. So hear it here. Last month, a drunken man attacked a deputy sheriff near Austin, Texas, as the deputy relates what happened. I remember thinking, stay in the fight, just keep fighting, do whatever you can to stay alive, you need to go home. The deputy ended up having his gun taken away from him. Fortunately, a concealed handgun permit holder pointed his gun at the attacker and ordered him to freeze. The deputy said, I'm alive today because of the permit holder. There are no words to explain it. He is an outstanding citizen. On February 5th, in Upper Darby, PA, a police officer tried to break up a fight between two teenagers who'd just gotten out of school. I talked about this one. Two other students then jumped on the officer. A crowd of 40 to 50 had been watching the fight and all started to move in toward the officer. At that point, a permit holder told everyone to get away from the cop. Upper Darby Police Superintendent Michael Chitwood described it. He had a gun in his hand, but he didn't point it at the kids. He just told them to back off. This guy didn't come out and come to the aid of the officer. This officer would have had significant problems. Fortunately, the officer only suffered significant hand injuries. The permit holder kept the mob at bay until other officers arrived, but that wasn't the end of it. Even one of the responding officers suffered a major injury to a leg. The permit holder's actions prevented these incidents from becoming national news stories. When there's no death, there seems to be no news, so, you know, you don't hear about it. All the cases when a defensive gun use saves a life. And he's right. Lott is correct. We do not have a formal national mechanism to report defensive gun uses. We do know that they happen somewhere between a conservative now, mind you, estimate of 500,000 a year, and a very plausible estimate of 3.2 million defensive gun uses a year, depending on the survey methodology used. In the biggest majority of these defensive gun uses, like the ones with these two officers, the armed citizen did not need to fire a weapon to save a life. Merely the presence of a gun will hold a criminal at bay. I get that. Somebody points a gun at me, there's pretty much nothing he can tell me that I won't do to keep him from shooting me. It is typically only in these relatively rare instances that a citizen is forced to open fire that the story reaches even local news. And you can find these at websites like Gun Saves Lives, Bearing Arms, and Town Hall. And there's websites that carry this on a regular basis. But right now, the Republic has between 800,000 and 900,000 police officers, and they've been attacked and abandoned by President Barack Hussein Obama. They've been persecuted by the politically corrupted Office of Racial Justice, if you will, dragged through the mud by a mainstream media well-versed in Alinsky tactics. And this thin blue line of law enforcement officers, you separate the largely unaware and the pacifistic general public who know nothing about what's happening in the dark. They keep them from the voracious and predatory criminal class. Now, all of a sudden, they are beginning to realize that their back is being kept by somebody like you or me. Whenever I'm looking for show prep, I'll be looking and they'll say, over 12 million. It's been over 12 million for a year and a half or so, and they say it's just growing. I'm going to say there's probably 14 million permit holders. They just can't keep up with the counting. And 14 million out of 320 million is not a lot. We also have the backs of the unaware citizens who live life in condition white, like the Rutgers University students I talked about earlier. And, you know, the fact that regular people are willing to stick their head in the breach encourages me. It encourages me to a great deal. It's simply what good Americans do. It's what good Americans have always done. So the thin blue line is now backed up by what Bob Owens calls a thick gray line, We carry our guns not to run to a crime, but to make sure we're not a victim of it. We say to ourselves, we only have to take care of ourselves. And then we see something. We see a cop on his back. We see a cop being overpowered. We see a cop being surrounded. And if one of us is there, we do something about it. We don't watch. We don't film it with our phones. We clear leather and we let it, we announce that we are there and we announce what you better be doing. And, for those of you who may not know the difference between, and I'm talking about the ones that would go, so, okay, here's the difference. If a cop tells you to get on the ground and all this other stuff that a cop will tell you to do, you have a very good chance, well, it seems like you do anyway, of disrupting a whole lot of things and getting away with it. Unless they wear a body cam or something like that. And a lot of them are wearing body cams now, so I don't know how much of a chance you have nowadays. But, you know, I'm not constrained by what a cop is constrained by. In South Carolina, if I walk up on something and I think somebody's about to kill somebody, I can employ deadly force. I don't have to say that's a good guy, that's a bad guy. But if I see somebody about to kill somebody else, I can do it. I may kill the wrong person, but that's just the difference between being a cop and being an armed citizen in South Carolina. So I am part of this millions deep, thick gray line, and I'm happy about this. We're a self-aware class of citizens. We understand that the rank and file patrol officers, for the most part, just want to help people. So we want to help them help people. And we're not going to sit back and let a bunch of thugs do something when we might be able to do something to help them. And by the way, mainstream media, most of us know you lie for a living, too. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to be talking to Matt Vespa from townhall.com. A couple of things real quick with Matt. Then third hour, we're going to be joined by Cam Edwards from Cam & Company, the NRA SiriusXM radio show. That's all coming up. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.